It's October 27th, 2012. I'm speaking with Hazel Simnett, and joining us is Leslie Roussa. I'm Eric Damer. Hazel, thank you very much for coming in to talk with us.
You're very welcome.
So tell us
if
how...
If you hadn't, I would have let you know.
Okay, fair enough. So when did you come to Burnaby?
I was born here.
Born here?
Yeah.
When was that?
Yeah, it was. Well, actually, my parents lived in Burnaby, but... There wasn't a hospital, so they had to go over the border into Vancouver. Mm-hmm. But I was actually born in Vancouver, but ever since I've been in Burnaby. I mean, my parents lived here. Mm-hmm. And so on. So when everybody asks me, I say Burnaby.
Right.
Actually, it's Vancouver, but...
Fair enough. Now, why were your parents in Burnaby? Why did they choose to live here?
Well, they immigrated from England, yeah. They immigrated to Winnipeg. Mm-hmm. And well, actually, they married in Winnipeg, and then my dad couldn't stand Winnipeg, so they came out here to the coast. Yeah, yeah. So they spent their whole married life here.
And then what part of town were you living in?
I lived in Kingsway.
Kingsway.
4019 Kingsway. Oh yeah, Kingsway and Willingdon.
And then did your parents or dad work in the area or commute into
Vancouver? He worked at Brard Shipyard, and then after that he worked at Portman and for the CNR.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
At that time, Portman was a separate community, wasn't it? A municipality.
Yeah. He used to have to go across the bridge in a jitney, you know, every day to work, yeah. Yeah.
And did you have any memories as a youngster growing up in Burnaby?
Oh, yeah, I have lots of memories. I mean, some of them I try to forget, but however. Yeah, well, yeah.
Maybe talk about Old Orchard.
Oh, yes.
She lived across from Old Orchard.
Old Orchard, yeah, that was a beautiful place. Beautiful, Old Orchard. Oh,
it
yeah.
was actually an orchard.
Right.
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
what,
it was.
What did they grow in an orchard here in Burnaby?
Everything. Oh, yes. It was a... I don't know what else I can tell you about it. It was
apples.
Oh,
pears.
Yeah. Everything.
Cherries.
Old Orchard, yeah. Oh, yeah. You went there and you helped yourself. At least I always did. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And quite extensive, like large.
It was a big orchard. Yeah.
It's a big orchard. I don't know how expensive it was, but it was a big orchard. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's huge.
So what did you do as a little girl growing up in Burnaby? Like before you went to school, do you remember playing in the orchard?
Yeah, we lived on Kingsway, 4019 Kingsway. I went to the school in
Kingsway West.
Kingsway West. Mm-hmm. Kingsway West School. And I grew up there. And oh, I should have. I got pictures. I should have brought them. Anyway, I grew up there, and from there I went to high school, South Burnaby High School, and then from there I went to Sprott Shaw in Vancouver, and that's where I got my training, whatever it was.
A bookkeeper.
Mm. Yeah, but. I stayed a whole time in Burnaby.
Hmm.
Oh yeah, all the time.
Do you have any memories of going to school? Good, bad, or otherwise?
Oh yes, absolutely.
Did you enjoy school?
Oh yeah, yeah. Went to school at Kingsway West, and I can see the teachers now. Oh yeah, a lot of memories.
What made school enjoyable for you? You remember?
God, I was just looking at 2 days ago. I should have brought it with me. Pictures taken at the school, and oh yeah,
Did you like the teachers? Were they pleasant?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, we had some wonderful teachers. I didn't always agree with them, but
fair enough.
Anyway,
you enjoyed the social aspect as well.
What do you mean social?
Oh, the other students, your student
oh,
peers?
Oh, yeah, yeah, well, yes. We had clubs and so on, and I think one club was called Hi Y, and oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, I've heard...
I made some very good friends at public school, and then on into high school, And one in particular was very, we were very close. And there was five of us. We stuck together through school. And I don't know what else I can tell you about it.
Well, I know you always used to laugh because it was Hazel.
Oh, yeah.
Margaretta, Sally, and two Dorothys.
Yeah.
So
HMS.
HMS Dee Dee.
Yeah. That was the five of us. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. HMS Dee Dee. Yeah.
And maybe tell them about when you used to go down Royal Oak.
Oh, yeah.
And go to Burnaby, to Deer Lake and that. And
oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, we lived on Kingsway, a block off Willingdon Avenue. And of course, Willingdon didn't go through, right, you know, we had to walk from Willingdon. Well, how can I tell you that? It was a steep road. Mm-hmm. And we had to walk part way down Willingdon and down to what we call Gushon, which was a stream that went across Burnaby. Oh, I don't know what else I can tell you about it. We used to go down there. We used to go down swimming. Mm-hmm. And my mother would say to me, "Don't you go in that Gushon. You'll get dirty."
Oh.
And, but we did. We went, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we went down there.
Now I've heard, too, that your father was very influential in sort of forming a perspective on life.
Oh, yeah, my dad was very political. And that's how calm I am. And in Burnaby in particular, he was very political. Mm-hmm. In fact, have you ever heard of the Jubilee Labor Hall?
I've heard the phrase, but I don't know anything about it. So,
oh, the Jubilee Labor Hall. It was on Jubilee. Mm-hmm. And the labor built it. And much to my dad's, he was so mad. I don't know how this happened, but it got sold out of the labor movement. And my dad was just furious.
So it was actually the CCF that...
Yes.
Oh,
the CCF. Hazel often refers to labor as, you know, similar to the Labor Party in Britain. But
okay.
She's talking about the CCF party.
So it's
still there.
Okay.
It's just off of Imperial and Jubilee.
Okay.
And
yeah.
It was the CCF that built the
they built it,
hall, and that's where they used to have all their community meetings.
All their meetings. Oh, yeah. And in fact, when they sold it, my dad was furious. I don't know who did it. It was somebody in the CCF that sold that property, and now it's worth a mint.
Hmm.
And they should have held on to it. Oh, my dad was furious about that, but nothing he could do about it. But, yeah, and the Jubilee Labor Hall was the center. That's where I grew up. That's where everything was done. We gave dances. We had everything at the Jubilee Labor Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That was the place to go, for us, anyway.
So what sort of political lessons did you learn as a youngster? What were the
political
values?
Lessons?
What values did you learn?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, my dad was labor.
And he was a machinist.
He was a machinist, oh,
yeah.
Yes, yes.
And he was active in his
oh, yeah,
local.
Okay.
He worked at Burrard Shipyards, and then when they moved to Burnaby, he couldn't go all the way over there, so that's when he got a job at Port Mann,
mm-hmm.
in the railway, the CN Railway. And that's, of course, I was born in Burnaby,
mm-hmm.
which is a long time ago.
Yeah. So what again, what sort of values, what did the CCF represent at that time? I mean,
as far as my family goes, they represented the whole thing. I mean, that's how we worked. Our values were labor values. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So you believed in fair wages?
Certain
working week? I mean, were those all issues
of
the time?
I was brought up with that. Oh, yeah.
Because at that time, your dad didn't always get full-time work as well.
Oh, no.
So we're in the Depression era now.
No.
Sort of. Depression, just coming out of the Depression.
Yeah.
Even after the Second World War,
yeah.
as well, there wasn't always
no
that much full-time work.
But he worked the longest at the CNR at Portman. That's where he worked.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where he retired from there. Yeah, he worked for the CNR.